You are listening to Ron Van Dam, a man who sold his soul for fame and fortune and didn't keep the receipt. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, thank you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Well, today's program is a special one. We have some interesting interviews with guests. They will entertain you, inform you, perhaps even tell you about a product or two. Things to make your life easier or a lot harder. Try to figure things out. Tell you about stuff that's going on. Take the weight of the world off your shoulders. All that kind of stuff through the lovely mirror of interviews. So we've got a few of them. They're going to run back to back. I don't necessarily endorse any product that is mentioned, but everything's totally up to you. It always has been. It always will be. So let's get started. Issa Assad joins us now. He's founder and CEO of Q-Link Wireless. It's a leading supplier of prepaid and discount wireless service in the United States here. You've been in the telecom industry for quite some time, I understand, Issa.
I've been in it for 25 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you know your stuff. How did it come about that that Q-Link Wireless was founded and discovered and created?
Well, in 2011, we founded Q-Link Wireless. We saw a need out there for Americans throughout the country that could not afford cellular phone service. And that service at the time only included minutes and text. And they would use it for doctor's appointments, health, work, things of that nature. And over the years, it's progressed where now more and more Americans need access to internet broadband, and cell phone cellular services allow us to do that.
I think a lot of us don't understand how many people actually don't have access to it, or if they do, it's so poor that it's you might as well not have it. These are children that are trying to be educated, people trying to get medical attention, et cetera, as you mentioned. How prevalent is that?
Well, put it this way, 1 in 3 Americans qualify.
Whoa.
42 million students today are sitting at home, learning from home due to the COVID pandemic. And 10 million people are unemployed and looking to either work from home or looking for work. And all these people cannot, you know, take food off the table to pay for internet service, but they desperately need it.
Right. How is this paid for?
Well, in December, the Congress passed an emergency broadband relief bill as part of the stimulus package. And what they did is they want to bring internet service, broadband service, to every American that needs it throughout this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have to do to qualify?
Qualifying is easy. Qualifying is a 5 to 10 minute application online at our website at qlinkwireless.com. If you participate in food stamps, Medicaid, are unemployed, low income, or Social Security benefits, or National Free School Lunch, you qualify.
Ah, so all you have to do is show proof that you're on one of those programs.
That's it.
Wow. Are there limitations as to how you can use this wireless so that it's not for frivolous purposes?
The limitations are simple. It's unlimited data, unlimited talk, unlimited text. You could use it as if you would use a home computer, and you'd have access to the same materials for work, home, schooling, or telehealth.
Interesting. So another, but you can use it for things other than those categories.
Correct. You know, 20% of Americans throughout the country don't even have internet access.
Yeah.
The major providers don't provide it in their areas yet. So this brings it to those people.
Yeah. How does your company, out of curiosity, how does your company make a profit if you're not charging anybody?
Well, this program is funded and paid for by the stimulus package, so we get funded by the government.
Very nice, very nice. Well, you're doing a good thing. I think you realize that. a lot of people wondered when something like this would come along. It's interesting that the major broadband companies, et cetera, never did anything about this until, I guess, the government made it possible. But your company seems to have stepped up entirely.
We service over 2 million customers throughout the country and growing, and we will continue to do so, do our best to bring broadband to the people who need it most.
Yeah. What happens when the pandemic is over? Does it change anything? What if the funding stops?
Well, if the funding stops, they switch over to a program called Lifeline, and those same programs qualify for Lifeline except National Free School Lunch.
Yeah.
And instead of having unlimited data, they would have a reduced amount. We don't know what that is yet, but it'll be a reduced amount.
Interesting. You know, what's fascinating to me is how internet became something that was necessary, that actually became a lifeline. It's amazing how we got to that point, but that's where we are. Without it, you don't survive well. That's fascinating to me.
Well, I think the pandemic has taught us that as well, that without internet, you couldn't visit your doctors, couldn't see loved ones, couldn't call work, and couldn't do school from home. So if anything, it's become more part of our lives over the past year than it has even before.
It's
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when the internet started, it was so slow that you might as well not have had it, but we didn't depend on it either. So that's how it's changed. But anyway, all right, so where do I go to sign up if I feel that I qualify?
You visit us online at www.qlinkwireless.com.
Okay.
Fill out an application there, and your application will be processed, and you receive first service.
Great. And that by the way, it's the letter Q, and then LINK, wireless. Great. Or you can be Googled at any time of day if you have an internet. Yes. Now, again, I guess you would have to go to a friend or some family member that has internet in order to sign up.
85% of our consumers sign up either using something that they find at work, mm-hmm. home, school, a library, a community center, or a friend.
Beautiful. How long does the process take?
About 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. And then once I do sign up, when would I think that I would be able to have internet?
Your package usually shipped out within a few days, and you should have it within 7 to 10 days. You should be up and running.
You're amazing. That's pretty.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Hi, Ron. Good morning.
Michelle, how are you today?
Buenos dias.
Oh.
Spanish 101, that means good morning.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, let's start with the fact that I'm jealous because you are in Cancun and I am not. So that's
well,
a problem.
You know what?
What?
We can make that happen, Ron. We can, you know, I'm going to call my favorite travel agent right now and get a little vacation booked up for you.
Is this a radio perk or okay, no, never mind. Yes, it's not. Hey, you know, anybody can go to Cancun, and that is the wonderful thing. And I think in a lot of people's minds, they're saying, what is she doing in Cancun? I thought you couldn't do that. That's not true, is it?
That's not true. Actually, the latest requirements right now, the U.S. and the CDC require a negative COVID mm-hmm. Test that be conducted within 72 hours from international passengers prior to entering back into the U.S. So, yeah, you can come to Mexico, and you can come to Mexico, the Caribbean, and even Central America and feel safe mm-hmm. because most of the airports and hotels are stepping up sanitation protocols and may have even exceeded requirements set by the U.S. So all the hotels and the resorts are really making it easy and doing their best so that vacationers can relax and enjoy their trip by taking extra safety measures, by sanitizing your luggage as soon as you roll into the hotel. They have those little machines right at the front that take your temperature, hand sanitizer everywhere you look. And everyone's wearing their mask and being respectful and responsible. Cool. So it really is possible.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I've understood that airline flying is really one of the safer environments, which doesn't make sense to me, but that's what I hear. That's like incredibly sanitized.
Yeah, I think there were about 20 other passengers besides me on the flight that I took the other day. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of people are traveling, and most of the airlines mm-hmm. are actually practicing good social distancing on the plane as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you come to the resorts, I mean, you can see all these rules in place, like the chairs at the restaurants being separated, and there's a nice little space in between even the chairs on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They're using, instead of menus, mm-hmm. they're using little QR codes that you can
update
on your
phone. Same as here, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go tomorrow, although I believe, I would assume that the prices are quite attractive at this time.
They are. And if you get in touch with the travel agent, they can book a trip for you where the flight, the transportation mm-hmm. is all included for you.
Yeah.
And here's the good news. So because of this new regulation, the U.S. is requiring these vacationers to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of entering.
Yep.
The resorts are actually providing testing on site.
Oh.
And some of them are providing them for free.
Oh.
And then get this, Al. So if you happen to be positive, test positive,
uh-huh.
they're also offering complimentary quarantine stay
for
your recovery. Yeah.
I can't imagine someone wishing they were positive, but if there were ever a reason.
If you had to get COVID, right?
Yeah.
There's no better place to recover than right here on the beach.
That's amazing. Wow, that's some information that I didn't know. I got to be honest with you. That's pretty cool. And you don't have to book for tomorrow. I mean, you can do it within the very near future. As well, but it's probably, I guess, when you hook it up, then that's a better price you're going to get the sooner you do that, I would assume.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, you know, you didn't know about that whole quarantine stay at the sites. But so once, hopefully, once people hear all the safety protocols that are in place, they'll feel better about booking a trip. They'll feel comfortable and vacationing with confidence is key, right?
Yeah.
And it really is time. After being just cooped up at home and isolated, it's just time to breathe.
I'll be honest with you, Michelle. I know two people who have gone down there separately with their, you know, their spouses, and everything was just dandy. And that was within the past 2 months. And everything went like clockwork back and forth. They're perfectly fine and perfectly happy. So, yeah. I mean, I've got the personal word as well, besides yourself, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, we have to just slowly get back into, you know, normality of some sort.
Yeah.
You can say, if you call it normal. But, I mean, you're on the beach.
Cool.
People are wearing masks.
Yeah. Everyone well, you're outside.
Needs,
you're outside anyway. Better than being stuck
you're
inside.
Outside.
Yeah, being stuck inside in
the
winter.
Absolutely. What's the weather like by you?
Well, in Boston right now, it's actually sunny and 50 degrees, which is abnormal, right? But that just happened today. I mean, yesterday it was like 20, so you don't know. It's crazy.
That's nice, though. The sun always helps.
There's
a lot of sun out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can't get away from the sun. And temperature is great. And like I said, everyone's smiling, really friendly, and just being really respectful and responsible.
So help me out. What do I do now? Let's say I'm interested in coming on down. What do I do? Where do I go? What do you suggest?
So because things are constantly changing, mm-hmm. Al, the rules, the regulations, you want to be up to date. So the best advice I can give anyone who's thinking about traveling
mm-hmm.
is using a travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
It's super important. You don't want to waste your money in case you change your mind and cancel your trip. So because, again, things are constantly changing, you want the latest rules and regulations. So
mm-hmm.
your travel agent is going to be your best friend. And again, they can help you plan a trip where transportation is included. And they can look at your budget and help you find the best resort, the best hotel, and help you feel good about your decision
Excellent.
On getting away.
Excellent.
So you can you know, call your agent. Mm-hmm. And for more information, go on to applevacations.com. Mm-hmm. And come out and join me.
Sure.
For a pina colada, margarita.
Oh, stop it now. Nice. Cut it out. What time of day? What time of day is it there?
It's about 8:15 right now.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, cocktail time. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Absolutely.
Thank God it's after 8 a.m. Now you can have a cocktail.
Doesn't matter what time it is.
Doesn't
here
matter.
In Mexico,
not there.
Right?
Who's going to say anything?
Hey, I think we all deserve a little cocktail these days.
I
right?
think so too. Michelle, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for opening the door for us. Margie Mannix is a digital editor in chief for AARP, and we're talking about tips and advice for older Americans and others struggling with filing their taxes this year. Well, we could be talking about any year, but this particular year is a little bit more challenging because we had the strange year last year. Are people starting to get a little bit nervous about this one?
Yeah, they definitely are getting nervous. This is, as you said, it was a strange year. It's going to be it's going to be a strange tax season, mainly because it's so complicated. There's so many things that have happened last year that will play into your tax return this year. So, you know, we're already getting questions. A perennial question we get, and even more so this year, is can I file for free? Mm-hmm. And there's good news there. Of course, our AARP Foundation Tax Aid Program is, which has been helping millions of people for years, is still helping out. The IRS has a free tax program. There's a number of other organizations that do. Mm-hmm. But what people really need to know about and be aware of are how the economic stimulus payments relate to your tax return. You know, we've gotten a lot of questions about, the big one is, are those stimulus payments taxable? Well, the short and good answer is no. But people are worried because they haven't gotten their payment. I know in Massachusetts, the IRS says that 3 million people got stimulus payments, but we do know that across the country, about 10% of people did not receive their stimulus payments.
Oh.
Now, that could be for many, many reasons.
Yeah.
But you can claim that stimulus. Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
So you can claim your stimulus payment on your tax return, and there's a new a worksheet in the 1040 and in the special form for older Americans called the 1040-SR. I know this sounds daunting, but people really need to be aware of this. It's called the Recovery Rebate Credit. So for whatever reason, you didn't get a payment. You know, it could be that you lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't qualify for the first round, but maybe you qualify for the second.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get the payment, or you didn't get as much as you were entitled to, you can claim the missing stimulus payment money on your 2020 tax return.
I see.
Yeah. Here's the key thing. Mm. It's in the form of a tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the really important thing. This tax credit can not only reduce your taxes, but it could produce a refund. So everybody needs to be aware of this, and particularly older Americans.
All right. What about payments? I mean, people don't have money to pay if they do owe necessarily. I know the last year when we were talking about the 2019 taxes, we had a couple of months to file late and a couple of months past that to actually pay. Anything like that going on here?
Well, right now, the April 15th is still the deadline, but AARP is pushing. Because of this complex, you know, complicated tax season, AARP is pushing to get that deadline extended. So, and of course, people can file individual extensions themselves. But, you know, they didn't even start, IRS didn't start accepting returns until February 12th.
Yeah.
So AARP is pushing for this. And we will certainly let everyone know if that happens.
Yeah.
But we also want to make people aware of other things that can help older Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remind them that, you know, there's an extra standard deduction if they were born before January 2nd, 1956. The standard deduction, for example, for individuals is $12,400. If you're over 65, there's an extra $1,650 added on to that. So we want to make people aware of all these things they can take advantage of.
All right. If it's affordable and if it's possible, it's probably better to let someone who knows all the who's up on all the new stuff to probably do it for you. I mean, is that advisable?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the AARP Foundation tax aid program can help with that.
Yeah.
And as I said, the IRS has a free tax file program. If you have an adjusted gross income of less than $72,000, you can get this free help.
$72,000,
so there's a lot of help out there.
That's a lot of money. $72,000 is not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. All right.
So there's a lot of help there for older Americans. There really is. And we've collated that all on our website at aarp.org/taxes. So you can go to that website and find out more about where to get free tax help. We can walk you through the recovery rebate credit so that you can claim that missing stimulus money.
Yeah.
We walk you through, for example, unemployment benefits.
All right. Margie, I would assume that because so many people are going to be looking for help and for answers, that the earlier that you tackle this project, the more time you have to get all the facts straight. Most people wait until the last 2 weeks, like the beginning of April, to do this. And this year may not be a good idea because of the volume of participants, to answer questions.
Yeah, you definitely should file early.
Yeah.
And file electronically if you can, but not everybody can.
Yeah.
So, but definitely file early. If you're an older American, you do it by hand. Take advantage of that new form, the 1040-SR.
Mm-hmm.
There is help. Go to our website. Find out who you can call to get help. It's out there.
Okay. Bottom line, go to the website and check it all out and make sure you're getting everything that you're due.
Definitely do that worksheet for the recovery rebate credit.
Yeah. Give me that website, please.
It's www.aarp.org/taxes.
Okay, excellent. Anything else we need to know?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
For now. And, we'll keep in touch. If anything changes, we'll certainly get the word out.
Yes, please, because I don't think there's one person listening who doesn't have to deal with this unless you're 5 years old. Okay. which is also a candidate for AARP, I understand. The age seems to go down a lot. Okay.
Well, we're here to help a lot of people.
Yes, you are.
We're happy to help.
That's true, too. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning, sir.
Gwen Samuel is here. She's president and founder of the Connecticut Parents Union. Thank you so much for being with us today. I understand that...
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I understand that there's a visit by the First Lady in the works.
Yes. So in Meriden, Connecticut, we not only have the First Lady attending, but we also have the newly confirmed Dr. Miguel Cardona, which is a native of Meriden. That will be speaking with youth today.
That's fantastic. Now, this is about the school system, which I assume, like everywhere else in this country and the world, has certainly been affected by what happened the past year. So we're trying to get our feet back on the ground and then progress on top of that.
Yes. So that means we have, we have a lot of work ahead of us. So that means we have to practice as a public education system to put children actually first.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, we definitely have to make them the center. And that's going to be the challenge, mm-hmm. not only of our state, but our country, because we allow, political rhetoric and ideology to cloud the waters,
true.
Which kind of detracts from the needs of children. So hopefully, working with the First Lady and working with Dr. Miguel Cardona mm-hmm. and the new administration, that we can make sure that not only Connecticut's children, but children across America have the school options they need.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the new administration, I'll tell you that. That leaves possibilities, and that's good. Let's talk about charter schools versus public schools, at least in the name of what we call those particular institutions. They're kind of both the same, aren't they?
Yes, so I wouldn't say it's charter versus traditional school.
Uh-huh.
It's about parents choosing the best educational fit for their child.
Uh-huh.
And if your district has charters, quality charters, then that's great. That's an option for you. If your traditional school is working for you, then you don't have to choose a charter. But there's Magnus. There are other various vocational. Mm-hmm. So what we're telling parents is you choose the best educational option to include charters, because charters, quality charters, are public schools.
Right.
They're tuition-free. And so we need to make sure that all quality options are available mm-hmm. for children.
I know many townships and cities do have kind of a debate going on as to they think that the funds will take away from the quote-unquote public schools in order to fund a charter school. But in that sense, they are all one and the same because children are being educated. That's what that is.
Right, in both settings. And see, that's the challenge becomes, and districts have to ask themselves the question, you know, why are parents leaving their neighborhood schools mm-hmm. for some districts
right.
And having to go elsewhere?
Right.
That's because there are questions of accountability. There could be questions of quality, or it could be a quality traditional school mm-hmm. that just doesn't meet the child's needs. But it's not up to the government, if you will. It's not up to the districts to say what is best for the child. Parents are the first responders to their children, and they know their children best, whether you like the family or not, whether they're poor mm-hmm. or not poor, whether they're black or white, whatever the mm-hmm. circumstance is, the children are still under the leadership and guidance of their parents. And so we must, as yes. parents, make the best decision for our children.
Well, that kind of is the ironic point, because we're talking about the education of children, but on this subject matter, we need the education of adults to understand the charter school thing, so that because they're making choices based on what they've heard and the title of the building.
And also people's points of view and ideology,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I hear people say, well, I don't have any children in the public school system. Yes, you do. If you are a taxpayer, we're paying for children.
Right.
So if you're paying for children, you should want a return on your investment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, taxpayers are bursting at the seams to ensure schools have what they need. So that means we need to hold all systems accountable. So we shouldn't be focusing on the school model. We should be focusing on, does that institution meet the educational, academic, and life needs of that child?
Right.
Understanding that life also is the community and life is also at home.
Right.
But when the taxpayers are paying for it, we want to see a return on the investment, because they are our future leaders. It's not really a soundbite that they're going to be our future leaders. It is a real thing.
Right.
And they're either going to be taxpayers or burdens. So if charter schools in Connecticut are outperforming many, many
mm-hmm.
of our traditional school systems, that doesn't mean the traditionals can't improve, but at the same time, you can't ask parents to wait. You mm-hmm. can't ask children to wait until the adults get it right.
Correct.
Right? Invest in our children, get schooled about the issues, and the issue is center it around children, do what's best for children, and make our world a better place.
Right.
I think it's that simple. We just got the adults got to catch up to the messaging. Well, some adults anyway.
There you go. Well, a lot of adults, because they don't. They only. Well, that was a problem before. People acted upon what they heard and not what was, and that's a problem. And that's an education for an adult. Okay, where can people go for more information here? Because they probably have some more questions than we have time to talk about.
So for more information, you can actually reach us on Facebook. It's Connecticut Parents Union. I'm Real Talk Gwen Samuel on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be in Meriden today, and just to show some love and solidarity for our First Lady. Or you can email info@ctparentsunion.org.
Excellent. Thank you for your time today. Ricardo Marcus joins us now. He's Vice President of Marketing with Michelob. How you doing today?
Hi, Ron. Thank you for having me.
Now, I am drinking a Michelob as we speak, because that way I can more familiarize myself with the conversation. I hope you don't mind.
Okay. Very good.
All right. This is something that I'm not that familiar with, and that is hard seltzer. Now, I know that seltzer is something that you get in a bottle or on tap when you go somewhere. What is hard seltzer?
Well, this is a massive trend. It has been exploding in popularity over the last few years, and essentially because it connects with what drinkers are looking for today, right? So people are looking for light refreshment. They like to explore different flavors, and of course, more and more health conscious drinkers looking for zero carb, zero added sugar options. So, so in many ways, seltzer is the perfect drink connecting with all of these major trends that are shaping the beverage market at large.
Okay, so these seltzers have no sugar in them or any sweeteners or anything.
That's right. No added sugar. The option we're bringing with Michelob Ultra Organic seltzer is zero carbs, but most seltzers are low carbs, low sugar, and that's exactly what you know what people are looking for.
Interesting.
Today.
Okay, so this is more of a convenience kind of thing where I mean normally someone would buy a bottle of seltzer and put a little alcohol on the bottom, vodka, whatever case may be. And just pouring the seltzer, but this is this like a quick, well-measured, perfectly combined situation?
That's right. Ready to drink, very convenient, and you know it's pulling the drinkers from not only from beer but also from wine and spirits. It's kind of bringing drinkers from different in different ways.
Okay, now I'm familiar with. I think like a couple of years ago, I went to a party and I had to bring something, so I picked up some kind of sugary seltzery. I think it was pink in color, and then I took a taste and was like, "Whoa, this is like sweet and awful," and nobody drank it. But this is, in other words, this isn't that at all.
No.
Okay. Good.
No, absolutely. It's light in flavor and taste.
That's
it's
cool.
Very well balanced. It's definitely not sugary and definitely not overpowering, where you feel like after the
that's
first
nice.
Sip you had enough.
Yeah.
So it is you know it's perfect. I mean, we're thinking about you know spring around the corner and warmer days ahead of us. Like this is perfect for spring and summer.
That's not. Yeah, it is, because you need something refreshing. And, you know, I think you know this, Ricardo. More people are drinking than ever because of a certain thing that happened. It's happening. It started last year. So, you know, since liquor stores became essential businesses, this is exploding in a different way. So if you're going to have a little bit every once in a while and you're of proper age and you're doing it responsibly, you want to do it in a healthier way too, because there can be a lot of sugars and heavy calories in some of these things. So this is like an alternative, I guess.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And so, again, super, super convenient and offering that sort of variety that people are looking for.
Cool.
Multiple different flavor combinations. And that is definitely appealing to to people today.
Sounds like a great picnic beverage, actually, there. A hot dog and a bottle of your stuff here. What about flavor-wise? I mean, do they come in various flavors?
That's right. Various flavors. I mean, just this week, we're bringing our second variety pack. Just to give an example, with mango, apricot, mixed berry, and citrus. So in one pack, 12-pack, you have these three flavors combined, again, catering to that sort of variety craving that is driving so much of the growth in the seltzer space. So we're really excited about this. Again, it's perfect for the spring days ahead. But then also because it's, all of this is made with real organic juice. We have the USDA organic certification. None of that artificial aftertaste. So we think this is going to do really, really well.
Very, very nice. Wow. Okay. Well, best of luck. And it's big stuff, especially, as you say, with the warm weather coming up and spring and all that stuff. What about people that get a lot of gas when they drink fizzy stuff? Is this like fizzy, 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 fizzy?
No more than beer. No, not at all. It's not
all
heavily carbonated.
Okay.
In any way, it's really, really well balanced and easy to enjoy.
Well, I've put you to the test, Ricardo, and you passed in every category.
Thank you.
Where do I go for more information?
Well, MichelobUltra.com and, of course, then our social media handles at MichelobUltra on Instagram and Facebook. And thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Great talking to you.
Thanks for being here. Leanne Adams joins us now. She's Senior Vice President of NeighborWorks America. And she joins us now to talk about housing scams. There have always been housing scams, but why is this more significant now?
Yeah, thank you. So right now in this pandemic, there are about 11 million families at risk of losing housing, renters and homeowners. And when times are tough, scammers really like to prey on the most vulnerable homeowners and renters out there. Yeah. So we launched StopHomeScams.org as a way to empower homeowners and renters to protect themselves, find trusted help, and report illegal scam activity to authorities.
I assume that, like any other scam, it's hard to detect. You think that someone is saving your horrible problem, and then, of course, later on you find out that it was the opposite. But how would you know? And I guess you're just so thankful that you're being helped that it can be disguised accordingly.
Yeah. When people are vulnerable, a quick solution or any solution can be really tempting. You really do want to avoid anyone who promises success or guarantees you a positive outcome, because every situation is really different. And resist the pressure to act immediately. So if someone reaches out to you and makes an offer, whether it's via the phone or email or social media or some other way, even the mail, is it a trusted source of information? If someone's offering you a loan modification, well, is it your lender? If someone's offering to pay your rent, well, who is that and what's the source of that? So it's important to step back and validate who that is. Is it a trusted source? We recommend folks call their lenders or servicers directly or get in touch with their landlord. And then we really recommend that they work with a HUD-certified housing counselor. Those counselors are trained and certified to really help consumers, homeowners, and renters navigate these tough situations.
Are there actual companies that have been formed that are, I wouldn't say scams, but they don't really do anything for you? They're not who they say they are, that kind of thing? Or are these people that are just out to take your money and run, and you'll never find them?
I imagine there might be a little bit of both. I don't have a lot of details on companies, but I mean, this is in all times of crisis and really any time, there are scammers out there and people who are looking to take advantage of you and make a quick dollar.
Okay. So you got to double check whoever calls you and then call your lender and find out if it's legit, apparently. Is there an organization that they can contact to discuss it? That if they, I guess it's not even if they suspect, if just check it out no matter what the offer is from whom.
Yeah, so we have the site StopHomeScams.org. That equips folks to understand. It has tips on how to spot scams, but it also tells you how to report scams through the Federal Trade Commission or other authorities. But you can also find a local HUD housing counseling agency to connect with. And those folks can kind of help you navigate. They're good at connecting you with your servicer if you're not able to connect with them or with your landlord.
Yeah, I'm afraid that, if you report it, then all you're doing is helping somebody who could be scammed by them in the future, but you're still screwed. So,
That's right. Working with a local housing counseling agency, they can really help you navigate that. And even if you're struggling financially, they're good about working on emergency budgets. It's more than just a scam. They can really help you navigate the economic crisis you might be facing.
All right. Now, one more time, that website.
StopHomeScams.org.
Okay. Very good. Well, I thank you so much. Anything else we need to know?
No, just, watch for those red flags and report suspicious activity.
I watch for red flags all day from everybody that I deal with. It's turned into a red flag kind of world, especially when there's something when there's something going on. I mean, we're all familiar with being scammed on the internet and identity theft and all that stuff. But when something like this comes up, that's a major. And yeah, don't trust unless you check it out first. Absolutely. Unfortunately, but that's the way it is. Well, there you have it. Thank you to all of my guests today. This was a special interview show. It's usually not like this. Tomorrow I'll return with a normal program where I talk incessantly. Then maybe we'll have a guest on that show too. But basically it's me telling you just how screwed up everything is. Yeah, I know. You too, right? Yeah. So join me tomorrow for that. But until then, I wish you peace.